Today's daf is daf chaf beis. So we got six lines down. The Gemara had taught us two different reasons why the Mishnah made a difference between Kodesh and Shuma as related to Kalim Besoch Kalim. So according to Rabbi Lah, the reason was because it's a chatzitza. And according to Rava, the reason was because it was a gzeir shlo yatbil machtin v'tzinoros b'klish ein b'fib shoferes hanod. That was the machlokus. The Gemara now wants to know, my ika benai, what is the nafkamina between these two different pinions? So says the Gemara again, six lines down, my ika ben de Rava li de Rabbi Ilah. Ika benayu sal v'gargusni Shemilal milam kalim vid bilam. Talking about a big basket, a big pot. A person fills them up with, let's say, forks. You know, if a person goes to the, you know, the kalim mikvah, yeah, oftentimes have those like laundry baskets. You put something in that type of basket and lower that. Would that be acceptable? So the Gemara explains as follows. That according to Lamandar Mishim Chatzita, if there's a Chatzita, it's still a problem because the forks are lying down, they're resting on the basket. That would still be a problem when it comes to Kadshim. But as opposed to Lan Damar Mishum Gzer, Shemayatbil Mechatan Vitsinoros, that you might end up using a smaller keli, whereby the hole is not connecting the inside of the keli, the water on the inside of the keli, to the rest of the mikvah, according to that opinion, then Bekli She'ein Befiv, Gzer Shemayatbil Mechatan Vitsinoros, Bekli She'ein Befiv Kshoferes Hanod, Salve Gargusni She'ein Befim Kshoferes Hanod Leka. When it comes to these big baskets or these pots, apparently no one makes such small baskets. There's no chashash. I mean, the only chashash there is if you're using a type of a material or type of utensil that comes big and comes small. So if I use the bigger glass, let's say, I might use the smaller glass. Therefore, the asir to the kalim toch kalim of that type of utensil. But if you're using baskets, which always come big, they never have small holes, that would actually be acceptable according to this man damar. So that would be the nafkamina between Rava and Rabbi Ilah. So Gemara points out that oz the Rava the tame. This is Rava l'shitaso damar Rava sal v'gargusni shemilin kalim v'tibilim tahorin. That if one takes one of these baskets, fills up with kalim, you put a lot of forks and knives, spoons in there, and dip that into the mikvah, that's actually acceptable. So that's clearly the shita of Rava. And now he also points out a separate piece, u'mikvah shechalku b'sal v'gargusni, hatovel sham lo also lo tefillah. So let's say a person has a mikvah. Now the understanding here, it's a mikvah whereby, we'll look at Rashi, but it's being fed by a spring from underneath the ground. So you have a mikvah that has exactly around 40 sub. And there's a mayan underneath it. You take these baskets and split the mikvah in half. So now there's a wall made of these baskets. So you have 20 saw here, 20 saw here. So you can't combine the two. There's a wall. We also don't acknowledge a connection to the mayan that exists elsewhere, which we assume is a big source of water, because the holes where the water comes up from the bottom are not large enough. So we'll look at Rashi just to say all that. But that's the idea. So again, you have a mikvah, shechalku basal v'gargusni. You have a mikvah that you divided with these baskets in the middle. Hatovu sham, one who goes in either one of these cavities, lo also lo tefillah. It's not a good mikvah. Why? Not a good tefillah. Why? The ira kula chalchula michalchala. The ground, it's muddy, it's wet, it's moist, where the water comes from. Ubainan, they're all, we'll see what that means again. Ubainan dika mem sa b'makum echad. You need 40 sa in one area. So Rashi explains that lo also lo tefillah. The kisha asan kibayz mikvahs. Now you've made two different mikvahs. V'ein shir lo bezeh lo bezeh. Now that had minimized each shir. Now they're less than 40 yasa each. Afa pisha mayim mechabrim bein avir anitzrim ein zachibur. Even though the baskets have some holes, those holes are not big enough to connect it to the two areas. So the two separate mikvahs. And with regards to the bottom floor where the spring is feeding the water in, says Rashi, deha ara kula mechalchala. Hamayim hanovin kan bein minar hagadol. It comes from a larger river, a larger spring. V'lo chashrin kimbechuber. We can't view the mikvah as connecting to that larger river elsewhere. Why? Because bein and memsa b'makom echad. And they explain the holes of the mud where the water seeps from the bottom is not big enough to connect it to the amount of water in the river. Okay, that's just a complete side point here about baskets serving as a division to the mikvah. So now the Gemara says, Hanimili b'kli tahar. This is all true that that if you're trying to be matbi on the kli that does not have a piv kshoferes anod, we say it's not a good mikvah. It's only true it's not a good mikvah, hanimili b'kli tahar. That if this, again, if I have a kli toh kli, so the outer kli, so if that outer kli has a small hole, it's not good. And we are going to even if it had a bigger hole, because you might use the smaller hole. That whole discussion, says the Gemara, is only true if that outer kli is kli tahar. Aval, the kli tame, if it's a kli tame, it actually would work. So in other words, if I take a fork and put into a glass container and put that in the mikvah, normally it's not good. But if that glass container is actually tameh, it's going to work, because if it's going to work for the glass itself, it's going to work for that which is inside the glass too. That's what the Gemara says. About bakli tameh, migal de salka trila lekulu, gufa de mana, salka lami nekelem de ispe. If the trila is going to be effective for the outer kli, the glass kli, because that's tameh, and needs to go to the mikvah, it will also work for that which is inside the kli. That's the qualification the Gemara says. How do we know? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, kalim shemilim kalim vitbilam. If you have kalim, or probably keli, that you filled up with smaller utensils inside, vitbilam, you put that all into the mikvah, hare elu tahorim. And that's acceptable. And the assumption here is that Mishnah is referring to, it's referring to the truma. It's good for truma, because we say kalim biso kalim is good for truma purposes. And we're not concerned about how wide the opening is. But then the Mishnah says something very cryptic. I'm going to read it. It's not going to make any sense. We'll have to wait for the Gemara to explain this. Vimlo tavel, if you don't tovel, maim hamuravim, the water that's mixed together, ad shumuravim kishfaferas hanod, until it's a large enough hole. What does that mean? My kamar. Imlo tavel, what does imlo tavel mean? Hachi kamar. Vim eino tzarech lat vilo, which means, if the outer kli doesn't require tevila, it's already tahor, or they add the word maim hamuravim, or the water in the inside of the kli, even though the outer kli is tahor, but the water in the inside of the kli and the mikveh itself is you can mix them ad shu menuravim kishvaras hanod, that would be good enough as well. So you see from here that if the keli doesn't require tefillah, the outer keli is tahor, it's ineffective. But if the outer kli is tameh, so then we would accept the tefillah, if because it works for the outer kli, it's going to work for the inner kli as well. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now we're getting a good sense of the shittas of Rava and Rabbi Allah, if it's about chatzitza, kelim b'so kelim, or it's about the concern of gzeira of the ein b'fiv shveres hanod. So Gemara says, this machlokas amaroi between Rava, hod Rava, Rabbi Allah, is really a tanahi. It's really a machlokas we find in the Braisa. The Tanaim argued about this. The Sani, the Braisa says, sal v'gargusni, shemilan kelim vitabilim bein lekodesh bein lechuma tehorin. It works. That Tanakam is a shita of Rava, because there's no chashash of shema yatbil b'klishen b'fivak shofer sano. That was an afkmin above. And Abba Shaul omer the chuma, it only works for chuma. Avar lola kodeshes, did not work for kodesh, because he assumed like Rabbi Allah that's about chatzitza. And across the board, we don't accept kelim so kelim when it comes to kodesh. So that's a machlokas tonight. So now the Gemara says something that Rashi already foreshadowed to us on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had this chilek of kelim miso kelim works for truma but doesn't work for kodesh. Again, it doesn't work for kodesh either because chatzitza or because gzeira shema yatbil b'kelim shein b'fiv shkfiras hanot. So why don't we have that same concern about truma? Shouldn't there also be a concern of chatzitza by truma? Shouldn't there be a concern of the gzeira shema yatbil b'kli shein b'fiv shkfiras hanot by truma as well? So why don't we have such a concern? So the Gemara asks that question directly. Ihachi truma nami. We should also be concerned of truma. We shouldn't let kelim b'so kelim go into the mikvah. And the Gemara answers, leman kamrin, and who are we talking to? We're talking to chaverim, a chaver, as opposed to an am haritz. Look at Rashi right there. Leman kamrin, and chaverim, lemianu omrim harazu. Who's listening to this halacha? Who learns the Mishnah? Who knows these dinim? The chaverim know the halachas. Shelo yatbil kli b'so kli l'chaver. That's the halacha we're telling them. We tell them, Amaretz, don't do Kalim until Kalim. They're not asking us shilas. They don't care about the halacha. They don't know the halacha. So, Hilkach lechuma lekel meichash. Because it's not going to be concerned of chuma. Why? The meida yadia shir air mikvos. The chaverim know how much you need to connect different mikvos, how much the Kalim needs for Kalim until Kalim to be effective. Over to consider chatzitza, the utensils weighing down on the outer kli, they also know the magbira, so they'll elevate it. If you put, let's say, in the mikvah, a lot of forks and knives, you got to move it around so the forks and knives move up and down the water. They'll do the right thing, the chaverim. So there's no concern by the chaverim. So that's why by chuma, you can do kelim to kelim, because chaverim are the ones, they know this halacha. Okay, once the chaverim, we're talking about they don't have a concern by chuma, so then look at the case of kodesh as well. So again, the Gemara says, Leman, Kamin, and who are we teaching this halacha? Lechaverim, and chaverim miyadeh yadeh. They know the halachas, so by truma there's no concern. Well, if there's no concern by truma, ihachi, kodesh nami. By kodesh as well, that the chaverim, if the amiars don't listen to the halacha, okay, we don't care, but we care about them, but we can't teach them. But the chaverim, they know the halacha. So we should allow kelim to work by kodesh as well, because we're addressing the chaverim. Gemara says, no, the concern by kodesh is chazile am haaretz v'azil matpe. What's going to happen is, if I am, let's say, a chaver, I'm dipping something in kodesh, so I'm in the mikvah, dipping it, and kelim to kelim, my friend, my neighbor, who's not so learned, he's going to watch what I'm doing, and he's going to do the same thing, but he's not going to know that my keli was bigger, his keli small. He's going to say, oh, you can always put kelim to kelim. He doesn't know the proper shiurim. So that's why by kodesh, we made a gzera. So if that's the case, if he's going to watch me do this by kodesh, won't he watch me by truma as well? So well, he doesn't know the difference. So the Gemara says, truma nami chazile am haaretz v'azim matbil. So what's the difference whether I do this, I'm allowed to do this by Chuma, and I can't do this by Kodesh? Either way, shouldn't an Amaretz possibly be watching me? And they'll do the same thing, but not knowing the right Shiurim? Mara says, Lo mikablinan minai. We're not going to accept it from them. What does that mean? The din is that if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Lo mikablinan Chuma me Amaretz. We're not going to accept Chuma from an Amaretz. El Bashasa Gisa's only certain times. And therefore what? What can happen is, that if we don't accept it from, we decide we're not going to accept the truma from them. In other words, let them do what they want. I follow halacha. Kalim to kalim is going to be good for me for truma. Oh, my friend might watch me and do the wrong halacha. Okay, that's in his own world. He doesn't follow halacha anyways. And if he tries giving me truma, and I'm not going to accept it from him, so I'm completely protected. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the case. Kodesh nami lo mekabel minayel. Say the same thing in the world of kachim. In other words, let me be tovel kalim to kalim legabe kodesh. I'll do the right halacha. And my friend might watch me, the Amaretz might watch me and do the wrong thing. Okay, so I won't accept from him Kodesh. And then that'll be fine. In my world, I'll be protected. I'll do the halacha the right way. He'll do the wrong way. And I won't take kachim or truma from him. So we should equally allow kelim to kelim for the chaverim, bein b'truma, bein l'kodesh. So the Gemara says, havile eva. Problem is, we don't accept Kodesh from my Amaretz neighbor. He's going to create animosity. He's going to get upset at me. And we want to create good ties, good relationships with our other Jewish friends, of course. So therefore, we have to make sure he's doing the right thing as well. So therefore, we said, no one can do kelim to kelim when it comes to Kodesh, and I know all his kelim are good, all his Kodesh are good, this is why I could accept from him. So Gemara says, Chuma nami, havla eva. So by Chuma also, there should be eva. So what's happened is my friend, and my neighbor, Shimon, who's not so from, he's going to come and try to give me Kodesh. I'm going to say, I don't want it. He'll be insulted. I have to accept it from him. So I have to accept Kodesh, and he has to make sure to follow the halakhas, so kelim to kelim doesn't work by Kodesh. So Chuma as well. He's going to try to give me Chuma, I'm going to say no thank you. That's also going to create Eva, so we shouldn't allow kelim to kelim for Kodesh or for Chuma. Where it says, lo ich pasle, we don't care so much, or he's not going to care so much, by Chuma, de ozil yovle le korin am aretz chaver. In other words, there are many quranim to choose from. Let's say I'm a Kohen. So he's going to try to give to me, I'm a chaver, I'm going to say no. He said, okay, no problem. I'll give it to another coin until I find the coin Amaretz. But by Kodesh, the problem by Kodesh is that Kodesh, it exists only in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't go outside. And the Beis HaMikdash, we assume those working in the Beis HaMikdash were Chaverim, and they're all going to follow the Lachas. So he's going to try to give his Kodesh, some Shlomim, to some coin, and nobody's going to accept his Kodesh. That's going to create animosity. But by Chuma, if he doesn't find me, he'll find another guy, another coin, Amaretz, to eat the Chuma. So therefore, by Chuma, we can have higher standards. We could trust Kalim to Kalim, because I know the Halacha. And even though he doesn't, he'll find the friend to give it to. By Kodesh, where only Chaverim are going to be Mekabel HaKodshim, and if we don't accept his Kodesh, it's going to be a big problem of Eva. Therefore, they ossered anybody from doing Kalim to Kalim, so the Amaretz shouldn't make a mistake. His Kalim are good for Kodesh, my Kalim are good for Kodesh, and I would accept his Kodesh. Okay, a bit of a tricky understanding. So now the Gemara wants to know the following question. Uman Tana de Chayish Le'eva. Who is this opinion? Who's the Tana who is concerned of Eva? That we're going to change certain halachas because of animosity, because some type of fighting or hatred that might evolve. So Gemara says it's Rebbe Yossi. The Tana, the Baraita says that Amar Rebbe Yossi, Mipnei ma hakol ne'manim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yimos hashana. How can we trust everybody with respect to wine and oil all year round? Kidei shel yekol echad v'echad holech u'bone b'bama li'atmo. We don't want anyone to end up building their own mizbeach, their own bama, their own beis hamikdash of some sort. V'sar par aduma li'atmo. And find their own paraduma, start a whole new religion. So therefore, if we don't accept the yayin v'shemen from Am Haaretz, it's going to lead to something pretty bad. And they're going to say, wait a second, they don't accept me. I'm going to make my own religion and start something separately. So we had to have a certain kula, lest it lead to the Eva, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara therefore says, Amar Rav Papa, Kiman Mekablin Ha'idna Sadusa Me'am Aretz. Who is the one who holds that Bizman Hazeh, we can't accept the testimony of an Am Aretz? It must be the opinion of Kiman Rabbi Yossi that was Mekel, that we don't want to insult any people this in this generation, this time, and therefore we accept even their Edus. So you look at Tosus. Tosus writes, Kiman Mekablin Sadusa Me'am Aretz. Rabbi Yossi, Harav Rabbeinu Elchanan Omer, the Kaim Lung Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that we're concerned with Eva and we're makabel the Edus of an Am Haaretz. V'chashinon Leiva, we are concerned of the opinion. L'fikach Mizam Ninon Achsha B'chol Am Haaretz. Even though normally there's a concern, we don't make Zimun with Am Haaretz. Bizman Hazeh, we've done away with such halacha because we're overly concerned with insulting them unless they do worse things. So that's halacha l'maisi, right? Now the Gemara says last 8 lines of the Amun. Maybe we should be concerned of a sheila of a barring. Look at Rashi. Rashi first wide line down. Rashi says, "V'neichash l'sheila lo nitbal kli b'sal kli l'chuma dilma chazi amaretz v'avir hachi v'anushalin es kileim u'masham shenbem." So maybe even by chuma we should be gozer. Even though normally we said I could do kaim tokaim, I know the halachas. My friend amaretz doesn't know the halachas, but he'll live in his own world. I'm not going to accept his food. But what do you mean? Maybe I'll borrow something from him. Isn't that a real concern? Me borrowing his kalim? That he did the wrong thing? Now Tosas writes here. Tosas doesn't really understand the question. The last Tosas, he writes, Sarachin, my sakadaita. What's the havamina? Tai makshep shita, the bai tfila mishimaga amaretz. Either way, if I borrow from the, he's tame as it is, so I'm going to be tova his kalim anyways. So it's a very strange question. Tosas says he leaves it Sarachin, but either way, we're not obviously going to finish the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara asks. I should still not allow kalim to kalim machuma, lest I borrow his kalim. So Gemara says, Ditznan, the Mishnah says, it's a long-winded discussion right now, Kli Cheres, Matzil al HaKol, Divrei Beis Hillel. If you have a Kli Cheres, you have a Kli Cheres that's been sealed, it protects everything inside it, even though this Kli Cheres might be in a building of a mace. But anything inside that Kli Cheres is complete. If it's sealed off, it's completely protected from any of the twins' mace. You look at Rashi, too, who creates two different scenarios here. Two lines down, Rashi writes, Kli Cheres, Matzil al HaKol, Im mukaf tzmid psil, if it's a tzmid psil, if it's completely sealed on top, bo hames, it protects everything that's inside this earthenware pot or earthenware kli. Inami, alternatively, it's a situation hames bebais. There's a dead body in the bottom floor of a house. V'taros be'aliyah, and the attic, the second floor, there's taros. V'aruba psucha min habayis l'aliyah, and there's a opening, a window that they would climb to a ladder to get to the top area. V'shivu kli charis bepischa, and they had placed a kli charis to block that window, so the tumas mace shouldn't ascend up to the second floor. The klicharis chotet b'fnei tuma, that could work to block off any tuma from going beyond it. The eino matame magabo, because klicharis does not get tame on the outside, only gets tame on the inside. Therefore, it's matzil komal shebeli, it protects everything that's above. But these are two different scenarios. Either that's protecting everything inside, or it's serving the chatzita from two different rooms. That's the case. So again, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of the Tzan, Klei Cheres Matzil Al HaKol, Divrei Beis Hillel protects everything. Beishame has an interesting sheet, Beishame Omrim, Eino Matzil El Al Ochlim V'Hamashkim V'Klei Cheres. It doesn't protect everything, it actually only protects food and drink and Klei Cheres, but doesn't protect other things. So the Gemara is going to go back and forth to explain all this. Amr Lehem Beis Hillel Beishame, Mipay Ma Amru Beishame, what's the reason why Beishame says this? That he limits the protection that a Klei Cheres provides. Mipnei shutame al gaba amharitz veina kli tame chotetz. Because the problem is, this kli charis we assume was touched by an amharitz. The amharitz was matame this kli charis by touching it, and therefore there's a klal, a kli charis even only serves the chatzita if it's tahor. But if the kli charis is tame, the tuma penetrates right through the walls of the kli charis. So we assume an amharitz touch this kli charis, so we assume it's tameh, and a kli tameh doesn't serve as a chatzitza. That's why Beis Shammai limited the ability of the chatzitza. So if that's the case, asks Beis Hillel, if it's not really chatzitza, it shouldn't even work to protect the food and drinks. So Amru Lam Beis Hillel, last 3 lines, V'lo tiartem ochlen umashkim shebasocho, but wait a second, you just said the kli charis, even though it's tameh, does protect the food and drink, so either it's protecting everything, or it doesn't protect anything. Which one is it? You can't split. So Amru Lam Beis Shammai says back, when I was mitar the food and drink that's inside the Kli Cheres is limited, only protecting it and keeping it tar li'atzmo tarenu, only for themselves, for the Am Haaretz themselves, says Rashi, la'atzmo tarenu, that hu yochlam, the Am Haaretz will eat it. V'sharei achabeirim b'dil mehen, certainly the Am Haaretz will step away, mima'agon, for anything that they touch, v'blav hachi ma'achal tamei. So really the food is tamei, it really is. But I'll tell the chaverim, won't, the chaverim are not going to touch it. I'm not concerned with the chaverim touching it. But the Am Haaretz, I have to be makel for them, so for them it's tahor. Aval nitar es akli, but will I allow them to be matar the kli? That much I couldn't do, shetiraso l'chavolo, because the kli is used both by the Am Haaretz and also by the chaverim who borrow kalim. So this is the line, the Gemara is going to point this out later on. This is where we clearly see that the Am Haaretz would lend out their kalim to the chaverim. So here, Beis Shammai, when he says that the Kli Cheres protects from the food and the drink, the Chaverim never eat the food and drinks from Am Haaretz anyways. So it can be Tar all they want. Am Haaretz don't follow Halachas. So I'll say, okay, it's Tar just to satisfy the Am Haaretz, but it's not really Tar. But to say that the Kalim are Tahor, that's a problem, because in the end of the day, the Kalim will be lent out to the Chaverim, and that's not really true. That's a real problem, because that's going to be Tamer. So now, before we get back to that line, which I just pointed out, that we see that Sheil is a real concern. The Gemara goes to a further discussion of this Beis Hill Beis Shammai. This discussion. Gemara quote to Brisa Tanya, two lines down in Chav Beis and Beis here. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bushni Midivrechem. I'm a little embarrassed by the words of Beis Shammai to say such a thing, that the Kli Cheres is Matzil from Ochel Mashke, but not Matzil from the Kli itself. It's a very strange thing. I don't understand what Beis Shammai is saying. So Gemara explains further now. You have a woman who's kneading in a basket. Isha Vareva Tmein Shiva Ubetek Tar. So now you're going to tell me the woman is Tamas Nida, she and the Kaili are Tamei, but the dough is not Tamei? That's impossible. That's in essence what Beis Shammai is saying, that the Kli Cheres is Tamei, but the food and drink are Tahor. He gives another example. A person, Lugin Mali Mashkin Lugin Tamei, Tmei Shiva, Umashkin Tower, and you have an amount of water, liquid in a Kli, and we're telling me that the Kli itself is Tamei, but the Mashkin is Tower. So it's very strange, a mechalik between the food and the Kli. Either they're both Tamei or they're both Tower. So he spoke in a very strong language. Bushni, I'm embarrassed from Beis Shammai's words. So what happened one time, the Gemara explains, the Bryce explains, Nitbalo Talmud Echad Mitamide Beis Shammai. One time Rabbi Shua had come into contact with one of the students of Beis Shammai, and Amar Lo, Emelecha Tam Shel Beis Shammai. So he says to Rabbi Shua, do you want me to tell you the reason of Beis Shammai, why he's mechalik between the kalim and the food? Amar Lo, Emer, yeah, please let me know. Tell me. I would love to know, because I don't understand him. Amar Lo, Kli Tamei Chotetz, Oeni Chotetz. You tell me first. He asked Rabbi Shua, is a Kli Tamei able to be Chotetz or not Chotetz? Amar Lo, Eni Chotetz. We said before that only a Kli Tower can protect Tumah from penetrating through. But a Kli Tamei, the Tumah goes right through. So it's not Chotetz. I agree. So then he says, Amar Lo, Kli Shel Am Haaretz, Tamei or Tahor. What is the halacha of a Stam Kli of an Am Haaretz? Amar Lo, Tamei. It's Tamei. Okay. So we have a Kli of Am Haaretz is Tamei, and a Kli Tamei is not Chotetz. So he says, Vimata Omer Lo, Tumah, Tamei. If we tell him, the Am Haaretz, that you're Tamei, your Kema Tamei, everything's Tamei, Kol Mashkiach Halacha, he's going to listen to you? No, he won't listen to you. If you tell me it's Tamei, he's going to get insulted and say, oh, my stuff is Tamei, but your stuff is Tamei. Your stuff is good enough, but my stuff isn't good enough. He's going to get very insulted. Beis Shammai is very sensitive, which is a unique situation we have. Normally, Beis Shammai was not known as the sensitive one, as opposed to Beis Hillel. Not to say Chashom, he wasn't sensitive, but just always up against Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel was the Midas Chesed and Rachman. Here we say, it wasn't because he was sensitive necessarily, but either way, he was concerned that they're going to start causing a whole thing, that my stuff is better than your stuff, or your stuff is better than my stuff. So he had to be sensitive, and therefore the food and drink could be Tahor. That was the head to Beis Shammai. After hearing this reason, Vizel Taman Shel Beis Shammai, Miyad Halach Rabbi Shua, V'nishateach HaKivei Beis Shammai. Beis Shua felt so bad that he said such harsh words against Beis Shammai initially, and he realized that there was some good reason and the sensitivity Beis Shammai had. He went and lied down in the Kivei Beis Shammai, and he started to like daven and ask for mechila. And Amar Nenesi Lachem Atmos Beis Shammai, I want to answer to you the bones of Beis Shammai. Umas Dumo Shalachem Kach. If the hidden words, which I didn't understand, were so true and so sensitive, Mufurashos Alachas Kamakama, that which you I understood, how much more so they probably have incredible sensitivities and depths to the Lacha. I'm so sorry. The rest of his life, his teeth became so black from fasting, he really makabal himself all these yisurim to ask for mechila from Beis Hamikdash. That's the, you know, the continuation of the Maisa. That wasn't essential. Either way, from what we saw above, the Gemara says, Katani miyas l'cha v'lo al mashalina minayu. Either way, when Beis Hamikdash was making l'gabi the food and the drink, it was only l'gabi the food and the drink because a chaver wouldn't eat it. But it came to the kelim where even the chaverim would borrow from the amirat. He couldn't say that was tahor if it in fact really was tummy. So we see people were shoel things. So that should be a concern that although kelim, tol kelim work for us as chaverim, but they don't work for amirat, I might borrow his kelim and it's a problem for me. So Gemara says no. Kishalinan minayu matpilu. Like Tosa said, Amun Alf. When we borrow, we're going to put it in the mikveh. We're not going to borrow pot and use it right away. Back then, they had the mikvahs in their house. Many of them, they take it and put it in the mikvah, and they say, "We're good to go." Yachi, that's the case. Nahadju le beis hillel beis shamai. So he should go back. Beis hillel should respond to beis shamai. Kishalina minayu matbilanu. That when we borrow it, we're gonna put it in the mikvah. Why didn't we say that? So Gemara says, "Tamei meis bay haza gimel v'zayin umana l'zayin yome lo mishla insha." So the problem is that which is tamei meis requires 7 days. You have to sprinkle day 3 and day 7, and nobody sprinkles for that amount of time, and therefore we felt that it would be really impractical for a person to be tovlet. But either way, in the world of Beis Shammai, he felt a person would be able to be tovlet, and that was the understanding. So now the Gemara says, where are we? Where it says, Atbila, Atfilo Mahamne. So really true, we don't trust them. Maybe they put it in the mikvah. When we borrow from them and we say we have to put it in the mikvah, says Beis Shammai, so maybe they put in the mikvah first, the Amaret. No, we don't trust them. We don't trust them. The guy with tefillah, we have to do a new tefillah. Ask Zemar about tefillah mehemni. We don't trust him by the tefillah. V'atana the Baraisa says, Ne'monim amhe aret al taras tefillas tamei meis. We trust them. If they say they put the keli, that's tamei meis, into the mikvah, we do trust them. So why don't we trust them when we borrow the kelim that they put into the mikvah? Amar bai lakasha habagufa habakev. It depends what type of mikvah. When it comes to they themselves going to mikvah, there we trust them. When it comes to the kelim, we don't trust them. That's one pshat. Gemara says further, another suggestion. Rav Amar, idi b'kelim. Now, both cases are referring to the kelim, but look, kasha, there's no contradiction. When do we trust them, the gabba kelim? Hod Amar, me olam lo tbalti kli b'sol kli. They say, I never in my life put one kli toch another kli to be tovel. We trust them that their kelim are actually acceptable. But hod Amar, hit balti, another person says, no, I, on occasion, do put kelim to kelim. Avalo hit balti beklishein befiv shoferes hanod. But never did I put into a small kli. That I never did. At that point, we have to start questioning. Does he really know the right shear? Does he really know the right size? At that point, we don't accept him legabi the kelim either. Vatani, the Braisa says, as a raya, as in benichusa, neman am haaretz lomar peres lo chsharu. We trust in Amaris to say that the fruit never came into contact with 7 liquids. It's not hukshul tuma. But we don't trust him. He says that no, the peros were hukshul tuma. They came into contact with the 7 liquids. But they didn't become tamei. Meaning, once you start admitting something, then we can't trust them at all. If they say it didn't come into contact with liquid at all, we trust them. They said it started coming into contact, but didn't get tamei yet. Then we already don't start trusting them. So too, I did put kli to kli, but I didn't do any wrong shirim. That point, we already don't trust him. So then the Gemara says that agufa mimhemnam. So wait a second. We said above, we do trust in Amaretz. If he said that he was told himself, we trust him. It was just legabe kelim. We had some shilas. Is it really true? Agufa mimhemnam. Vatani, the Braisa says, chaver shebola hazos maznalav miyad. If a chaver comes to have a paraduma, we sprinkle right away. Because the halacha is, you have to sprinkle on day 3 and day 7. So we trust that if an Amaretz comes, or rather if a chaver comes, he knows that today is day 3. We don't have to wait. We do it right away. But Am Haaretz, Shebala Hazos, Ein Masna Lav Ad Shiasa Befenenu, Shlish Vishri. But if an Am Haaretz comes, says, okay, I'm ready for the process, I'm ready for the Paraduma, we don't give it to him today. He doesn't know the Lacha. We say, okay, come here. You go to the hotel for 3 days, come back in 3 days, and they'll give it to you. So we don't trust him, Lagabe Gufo, Lagabe this Halacha. But Hakam above, we said, if he said he went to the Mikvah, we do trust him. So do we trust him, Lagabe his own self, Lagabe Tuma Vatara, or do we not? And the Gemara says, Ella, Amar Baye, Mitoch Chomer, Shechmarti Lav Betchilaso, Hekata Lav Besofo. The truth is, we really don't trust him. But since we're so machmer, we know the process of Tumas Meis to become Tahor, you have to have sprinkling of Paraduma day 3, day 7, and at the end, a final Tevila in the Mikvah. So So since we don't trust him in the beginning, we're very machmir in the beginning, we need to see, wait the 3 days of quarantine, if you will. We need to watch, we're very machmir, so at the end, since we're so strong in the beginning, we're makel at the end for them. Not because we trust him in the Gabi Gufo, we really don't trust him in the Gabi Gufo, but we had to create a cool at the end for them, since we're so machmir for them at the beginning. And that was the understanding. So just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, mitoch ha-chomer, much higher up in the Rashi, mitoch ha-chomer, shechmarta alav betchila, he came to get sprinkled today. We don't trust him. He said, come back in 3 days. He called to love it. We were making the end. Lamino al tefillah, to trust him in the tefillah. The fisha who nizar betfilaso shlo yitzarach lo'od. He was concerned. Let's say they say, we know you didn't go to the mikvah. He doesn't want to have to do the whole process again. So we that strength that we were so strong in the beginning, that somehow motivated him to make sure to do the tefillah at the end. And there's a certain admonish built in at the tefillah at the end, and therefore we're making. Fine. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah further. Acharayim mitoch. We said, legabi chuma, there were three different parts of the kalim of chuma that although one part got tameh, the other parts did not get tameh. We said there's acharayim, there's the back of it, there's a toch, and then there was a base atzvita, which you'll see that means in just a second. Three different parts. But legabi kodesh, if one part got tameh, the entire keli became tameh as well. So my acharayim mitoch, what does the back and inside mean? Because it's on, the Mishnah tells us, now the din is really, by any kli, even the kalim of chuma, if any part gets tameh, the entire thing gets tameh as well, on a deraisa level. If that is tuma deraisa, that's metameh the kli, even if acharayim gets tameh, the entire kli gets tameh. We're talking here about the tuma is only midurabanan. When a tuma midurabanan, then we can start having different compartments of the kli, this part and that part, then we can start separating the gabi chuma. That's what the Gemara tells us here. My acharayim mitoch, how could you separate between the back and the inside? Because it's not in the Mishnah, tells us that kli, shenitba acharava b'mashkin. Mashkin is only tuma midirban. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. If the back of it became tameh with mashkin, acharayv tameim v'tocho ogno ozno v'yadav torim. The inside, the handles, the lips, the different parts are all tahor. But nitma tocho, if the inside became tameh with mashkin, then the entire kli kula tameh. So this is only a special exception by tuma midirban that we have different parts of the kli. Look at Rashi to explain this. Rashi writes around 15 narrow lines down. Kli shenitmu acharav. Kli eitz oshel matechas kamar shematamin begabon, that they can become tamay in the back, because kli charis cannot be tamay on the back, only toho. So to start off, we're only talking about metal or wood kalim. Bimashkim, says Rashi, the tuma dirabanu. That's only tamay and dirabanu. Why? The midiraisa ain ochel mashke mitamay kli. The halacha is kalim can only be mitamay from an avatuma. Avatuma is the source, whether it's a sheretz, whether it's a person himself who's avatuma, tumas meis. So that can be metame kalim, but liquids, which is only at most, it's a sheni, it cannot be metame kalim on a deraisa level. However, they were gozer, I will see why. So on a deraisa level, ein ochel amashke metame kli, shein kli mekabotuma ela meavatuma, which means the kli is in a sheni, and a sheni cannot be metame food. The gozer chacham, however, their gozer, she mashkim mitamin as well, kli. Why? The fish yesh mashke shu avatuma. There is actually, we have a model of there being mashkim that is actually avatuma. So what's that? Umitame kli, minatara. Could go in rokel shazav umeme rag. We mentioned the other day that a person is a zav or a zava of that sort. So all the bodily fluids, whether it's a roke, whether it's a meraglaim, that has the tuma midiraisa and can be mitame kalim. So since mashkim liquids on some level exist in the deraisa level, they will go there that all mashkim, even if it's not from a zava, will be metame as well on the derabanan level. And Hilkach, therefore, after establishing this new category of tumah midirbanan, Hilkach hold the tumazu midirvei sofrim, achorav tameim v'shar mitashmishim shebo torim. We had to separate between certain parts that if the back gets tame, we don't make the other part tame as well. Why? Many times we have in the Gemara that they had to distinguish between that which is Tamei Midiraisa and that which is Tamei Dirabanan. How do they make a distinction? By making different halachas. So this halacha was that, again, Mashkin Midiraisa, such as the Rok Shazov, the saliva of Azov, will be Metamei the Kli entirely. But Mashkin Midirabanan is only Metamei Dirabanan and only different parts that it touches, not the entire Kli as it relates to the world of Chuma. But as it relates to the world of Kachim, it would be Metame the whole thing. Fine, now back inside the Gemara, we are six narrow lines up. The Gemara quotes Beis Tzvita V'chule. This is one of the parts of the Kli. What is it? What exactly does it mean? My Beis HaTzvita, Amr B'Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Makom Shetzovto. A place Shetzovto, Rashi, is where you hold on to, you extend it to other people. It sounds like a handle of some sort. The Chayinu Omer, they also quote a pasuk to prove this point. A pasuk in Rus says Vayitzbat la kali. What does Vayitzbat mean? Rashi says, if you look at Targum there, it means to extend. Ve'oshit la, extend it to her. So that means to extend the handle, how you hand off a kli of some sort. Maybe handle, I don't know if the English has a different translation, but it sounds like a handle of some sort to me. Rabbi Asi Amar, Rabbi Yochan, he says a different shot. He felt makom shenikih hadas tzovim, a place where the people were very careful and clean. Instance would have it colored. Doesn't mean colored. Rashi explains, I imagine you have a plate here. And they would have ketchup or mustard to dip in. Now they don't want the sauce getting on the entire plate. They want the chicken and the broccoli to stay separate. So they actually carved inside the plate a little cavity where they put the dip inside, the ketchup or mustard, so it shouldn't spill to the rest of the area. That's what Beis HaTzvita means according to Rabbi Yassi. Gemara says, Tani Rav Bibi Kamei de Rav Nachman, Kol HaKelim Ein Lehem Acharayim Metoch. All kalim, and you have to add the word in it, kol kalim shel kadshim. Kol kalim shel kadshim, ein lemacharayim v'toch. There's no distinction between back and inside. Anything that becomes tame, echad kadshe mikdash, vecha kadshe gvul, the entire kli becomes tame, even if only one part came into contact with mashkim midirbanan, the entire kli becomes tame in the world of kadshim. Now Gemara wants to know, amrlei kadshe gvul, what's kadshe gvul? Typically, we have kadshe gvul, is typically chuma. Kadshe gvul means you can eat it outside your shlaim, even in the gvulin, all over your shlaim, all over Eretz Yisrael, you can eat truma. A kadshim is eaten only in Eretz Yisrael, rather only in the mikdash, or your shlaim, never beyond that. But kadshe gvul is typically what we call truma. So what does that mean? Echad kadshe mikdash, echad kadshe gvul. That we don't separate between the achraim and toch. Amalei kadshe gvul, my ninu, truma. V'atzan achraim v'toch ubeis etzvita l'truma. The Mishnah says that Gabbat Shuma, we do have separation between the Achraim, between the Toch, between the Beis HaTzvita. So Kadshe Gvul certainly cannot mean Shuma here. So Dilma, L'chulin, Shenasu Altaras HaKodesh Kamisa. Maybe when we say Kadshe Gvul refers to Chulin that are treated like Kadshim, what we call Chulin Shenasu Altaras HaKodesh. And that has no distinction like Kodesh itself. So once he made that suggestion, it's Chartan Mil, so he remembered something. Dama Rabba Bar Avua Achad Esrei Malos Shanu Kan. There are 11 different levels we taught in the Mishnah. Kan Sheish Rishonas Bein LeKodesh Bein LeChulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. The first six we said are equally apply to Kodesh and also to Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, as opposed to Acharonos, the last ones only apply to Kodesh but don't apply Balo LeChulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, which means that this halacha of Beis HaTzvita applies Bein LeKodesh. And therefore the word Kadshe Gvul does in fact not refer to Chuma, but refers to Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh, and we'll see you Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Oh wow, it's late. Sorry, the heart of Daf today.